WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers. Todd Gleason will present a Market Outlook Roundtable featuring Steve Meyer, Tom Fitzenmeyer, and Jackie Fakes on February 5th during the Illinois Pork Expo at the Peoria Civic Center. All farmers welcome. More info at ilpork.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that Americans increased their spending at a solid pace for the second straight month in December, even though their income was flat. Consumer spending rose 0.4% in December. Income, however, showed no gain at all after a 0.2% rise in November. For all of 2013, income growth was 2.8%, the weakest performance since 2009, when income fell 2.8% as the country struggled with a deep recession. Tyson Foods says that its fiscal first quarter earnings climbed 47%, led by sales growth in its prepared foods business. For the period ending December 28th, Tyson Foods reported a profit of $254 million, or 72 cents a share, up from $173 million, or 48 cents a share a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,562. It's down 171 points. The NASDAQ, 3488, is down 13.5, and the S&P 500 is 1766. It is down 14.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are rather tranquil this morning, but boy, over the next week to 10 days, we're going to have our share of storminess across the region. The first storm system to impact the region will be rather disorganized, and it's already having some influence on the region. We've had some snow overnight, of course, across portions of the upper Midwest. That occurred actually yesterday, and then snow has been falling this morning across Nebraska, parts of Kansas, and in northern Missouri into a portion of central Illinois. The precipitation is part of a somewhat disorganized storm system that will be trying to get its act together a little bit better as we move forward through the rest of the day today and overnight tonight. Tomorrow, we'll see a significant snow event take place across the Midwest. The system will begin in the plains. We'll likely see anywhere from a dusting to 2 inches in quite a few counties out there today, but portions of the central plains will start to see some greater snowfall as we get to the afternoon and evening and overnight tonight. Some 2 to 4 inch accumulations may occur in southeastern Nebraska and portions of northeastern Kansas. And from there, the storm will head to the northeast and reach Michigan as we get into Saturday afternoon. And the storm system is going to leave behind a legacy of 2 to 4 and some local 6 inch accumulations. There is a small potential for some 4 to 8 inch amounts, so like across the region from northern Illinois into parts of Michigan, and could be something a little bit heavier, like to 9 inches in a couple of spots. Now this storm system will go ahead and move on out of the region, and we'll likely see some rain trailing to the south of it across the delta and portions of the Tennessee River Basin as we go through Saturday night into Sunday morning. Might be a little bit of snow still occurring in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. And the next system that occurs will be in the delta in the southeast. New low pressure center will occur along the old frontal boundary, and we'll see precipitation down there, but it should stay mostly south of the Ohio River, and that'll occur mostly Sunday going into Monday morning. But then another storm system will begin to brew across the central plains and parts of the delta, and this will occur as we go from Monday into Monday night. This storm system is still the big one we've been talking about all week. The system will likely generate 2 to 4 inch accumulations of snow across portions of the central plains, and there's some potential that there could be some greater amounts, maybe upwards to 8 inches. The system will come out of the central plains, pass through Missouri and portions of Iowa, and head to, again, the Great Lakes region. Illinois will be at the center of the system's snowfall potential, along with maybe northern portions of Indiana. And so accumulations will run from 3 to 10 inches generally, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see some locations picking up on more than than 12 inches, probably northern Indiana and possibly east-central sections of Illinois. The storm system will produce some heavy rains in the area from Kentucky southward into the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin. Some of those areas will probably see 1 to 3 inches of moisture. Well, the system will be followed by bitter cold air, and that will settle into the region during the middle part of next week. And because the cold air is going to be pushed out of the region relatively quickly, we'll only see about 2 days' worth of bitter cold. After that, though, the high-pressure system responsible for the cold will start pumping moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico, setting the stage for a storm system again in the central and southern plains. This would occur a week from today, going into the following weekend. And that storm system will also march across the heart of the Midwest. Temperatures across the Midwest will contrast rather sharply this weekend and into early next week, with some sub-zero temperatures likely in the far northwest, while some 30s and 40s will occur in the southeastern part of the region. That's the reason for the storminess to evolve. And by the time we get to the middle to latter part of next week, we'll have sub-zero readings occurring at night all the way down into parts of Illinois and northwestern Indiana once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 4th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $30, and along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch, you'll hear from Sue Martin and all our analysts on corn and soybean futures and cash grain marketing. And we'll also get the lowdown on land values for 2014 and look at the commodity title of the new farm bill. And you'll get a 25th anniversary commemorative hat marking the occasion. Call with your major credit card, 217-333-7300, and guarantee your spots. We'll mail your tickets to you. And thank you very much.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 606 and a quarter down one. Soft May wheat, 555 and a quarter down one. March corn, 431 and a half down two. July, 441 and three quarters down one and three quarters. December, 448 and a quarter down two. March soybeans, 1280 up five. July, 1248 and three quarters up two and three quarters. November, 1093 and three quarters down three and a half. March soybean meal, 428.50 up 330. March soybean oil, 36.97 down 10. February live cattle, 141.80 down 35. March feeders, 168.27 and a half down 42 and a half. February lean hogs are 86.70. They're up 32 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, it's end of the month, so it's a time when you kind of look at those end-of-the-month charts. When you begin to squint at them, what do you see?
Well, I don't know. I subscribe to wave theory a little bit, and I've been following the Fibonacci's and the Elliott wave theory stuff, and as you and I talked here just a little bit earlier, looks like maybe in the short term we've got a couple of little positive indications. Longer term doesn't look too friendly. Right now, not a whole lot of news out here. Chinese New Year going on right now, and obviously they are always the big news getter. So that has been a problem. We did see some pretty decent exports on corn yesterday, about double what they were expecting, and so that has helped prop the corn market up yesterday. We did see some selling from the farmer, and we've also seen some profit taking this morning, so or overnight, and that's kind of bleeding it down a little bit. Looks like we're down a couple of cents here right now.
Well, we did see another sale, what, to Spain this morning?
Spain, yeah, and that's maybe an offshoot of the diversion of China sales being diverted to Spain with an additional portion of a cargo going on top of it. So we're still seeing that diversion going on here, and how long is that going to continue? I don't know. it all depends, I think, on just how they sit as far as stocks are concerned. I know they've got some economic problems right now, and that is weighing pretty heavily on what they're trying to buy. So they're trying to buy protein versus the corn, beans, soybeans, canola, et cetera. So that's a problem.
There was some question among traders about whether yesterday's corn export number was 1 week or two.
Yes, that is correct. It seemed like it was awfully big, and I think they're looking into that now. I was just reading a blurb about it this morning that some of the commitment of traders, they were wanting to have that broken into a two-week time frame because they thought it got lumped, you know, too much into this week, so, or last week. And there's some question about it. We've also got some freight issues here in the U.S. Rail freight is just a mess right now, so we're seeing some upticks in CIF values, PNW values. A lot of that also was because of yesterday's export numbers. Okay. And so.
Thank you much, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. March corn, 431 and a half down two. December, 448 and a quarter down two. March beans, 1278 and a quarter up three and a quarter. November, 1091 and three quarters down five and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.